This is a Zero Agenda News podcast. This episode is based on an evidence-graded timeline research paper published at zeroagendanews.com. Every claim in the paper is labeled by confidence and tied to sources, so what follows separates documented fact from inference and interpretation. The AUKUS pact was announced as a strategic upgrade. The paper covers the period from 2016 to 2026. It has 16 timeline entries. The timeline includes 15 entries graded as fact and one entry graded as conjecture. The episode follows the strongest points in the record and keeps the confidence labels audible. The first phase is the French deal from 2016 to 2021. April 2016, Australia selects France's naval group for 12 attack-class submarines in a $50 billion contract. Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced on 26 April 2016 that France's naval group, then known as DCNS, had won Australia's future submarine program, beating Japanese and German competitors. The contract was to build 12 conventionally powered shortfin Barracuda submarines, a diesel-electric variant of France's nuclear Barracuda class. This entry is graded as fact. February 2019, strategic partnership agreement signed, outturn program estimates approach $90 billion. After nearly 3 years of negotiations over technology transfer, intellectual property and Australian industry content, Naval Group and Australia signed the strategic partnership agreement on 11 February 2019. The deal formalized the industrial partnership and set construction schedules. This entry is graded as fact. 2020, audit reports document design delay and unresolved program cost transparency. By 2020, the attack class program was under sustained strain. The Australian National Audit Office identified design delay risk and reported that defence could not demonstrate that all design expenditure had fully achieved intended milestones. This entry is graded as fact. February-June 2021, Naval Group design proposal rejected. Australian Defence Secretary admits contingency planning. In February 2021, Naval Group submitted an initial design plan that Australia rejected as too expensive. Naval Group was given until September to revise the proposal. This entry is graded as fact. March-April 2021, Australia secretly approaches the United Kingdom Navy Chief, then the United States about nuclear submarines, while the French contract remains active. In March 2021, Australian Vice Admiral Michael Noonan met in London with Royal Navy Chief Admiral Tony Radakin and requested United Kingdom and United States assistance in acquiring nuclear-powered submarines. The Wall Street Journal subsequently reported that Australia formally approached the United States in April 2021. These approaches were made while Australia's strategic partnership agreement with Naval Group was in force. This entry is graded as fact. The second phase is secret negotiations and diplomatic rupture, March 2021, June 2022. June 2021, Morrison, Biden and Johnson hold trilateral AUKUS talks at the G7 Cornwall summit without France's knowledge. At the G7 summit in Cornwall, England in June 2021, Prime Minister Morrison, President Biden and Prime Minister Johnson held trilateral discussions on the AUKUS arrangement. France, a G7 member and holder of an active submarine contract with Australia, was present at the summit but excluded from these discussions. The French government did not learn of the talks. This entry is graded as fact. 16 September 2021, AUKUS announced, attack class contract cancelled, France given hours of notice, $2.4 billion already spent. Prime Minister Morrison, President Biden and Prime Minister Johnson jointly announced the AUKUS Trilateral Security Partnership on 16 September 2021. The statement included Australia's cancellation of the attack-class submarine contract with Naval Group. France received official notification only hours before the public announcement. This entry is graded as fact. 17 September 2021. France recalls its ambassadors to the United States and Australia. The first time France has ever recalled its ambassador to Washington. President Macron ordered the recall of France's ambassadors to both the United States and Australia on 17 September 2021, citing the exceptional seriousness of the situation. It was the first time in the history of the United States-France alliance that France had recalled its ambassador to Washington. This entry is graded as fact. September 2021. Le Drian accuses Australia and the United States of a stab in the back and duplicity. French Foreign Minister Jean-Yves Le Drian issued a series of statements condemning the AUKUS announcement. He called it a stab in the back, stated there had been a lie, there was duplicity, there was a major breach of trust and there was disdain, and said it resembled the behaviour of former President Trump. This entry is graded as fact. The third phase is industrial constraints and transition risk from 2023 to 2026. March 2023, a UK-US optimal pathway announced, rotating United States force from 2027, Virginia-class sails from 2032, Australian-built boats from early 2040s. On 13 March 2023, the three AUKUS leaders announced the optimal pathway, the detailed implementation plan. This entry is graded as fact. June 2024, Australia approves Collins-class life of type extension work to bridge the transition. On 5 June 2024, the Australian government approved the next phase of the Collins-class life of type extension program, with HMAS Funcombe to begin sustainment and capability enhancement work in 2026. The government said the program would cost a further $1 billion to a $5 billion and was intended to keep the Collins class available while Australia transitions to nuclear-powered submarines. This entry is graded as fact. From 2024 to 2026, CRS reports Virginia class production remains below the rate needed for AUKUS transfers. Congressional Research Service reporting documented that United States Virginia-class submarines have been procured nominally at 2 boats per year since FY 2011, but actual production had not reached that rate and had fallen to roughly the 1.1 to 1.2 boat per year range. This entry is graded as fact. April 2026, United Kingdom parliamentary report warns AUKUS is under threat from shortcomings and failings. A United Kingdom Parliamentary Committee report published in April 2026 warned that the AUKUS submarine program faced shortcomings and failings that threaten the partnership. The committee warned that political drift, workforce mobility barriers, low submarine availability, and infrastructure pressures at Devonport, Clyde, and Baron Furness could impede delivery. This entry is graded as fact. May 2026, Australia still has no nuclear submarines, nearly 5 years after AUKUS was announced. As of May 2026, Australia has received no nuclear-powered submarines under AUKUS. The submarine rotational force West is scheduled to begin from as early as 2027, while the first Virginia-class sail is scheduled for the early 2030s, and the first Australian-built SSNUQS boat is projected for the early 2040s. This entry is graded as fact. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The secret negotiations define the betrayal, not the cancellation. The controversy over AUKUS is often framed as Australia choosing a better submarine. The operational record of the attack class program, cost overruns, design delays, disputed industry content, gave Australia legitimate grounds to reconsider. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. AUKUS solved a United States strategic problem as much as an Australian one. The timing of AUKUS reflects United States strategic priorities as much as Australian defense needs. The United States had an interest in anchoring Australia's submarine force to American technology, training pipelines and operational doctrine, and in positioning a nuclear-capable partner in the Indo-Pacific without stationing United States nuclear submarines there directly. The Virginia-class transfer provisions benefit from Australian infrastructure investment and forward basing. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The deal replaced a contracted program with a pathway that has little slack. Whatever the flaws of the attack class program, it was a contract for 12 conventional submarines to be built under a defined industrial arrangement. The French submarines would have been diesel-electric rather than nuclear, a genuine capability downgrade versus the AUKUS promise. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. The secret negotiations define the betrayal, not the cancellation. The controversy over AUKUS is often framed as Australia choosing a better submarine. The operational record of the attack class program, cost overruns, design delays, disputed industry content, gave Australia legitimate grounds to reconsider. The paper's interpretation turns on this point. AUKUS solved a United States strategic problem as much as an Australian one. The timing of AUKUS reflects United States strategic priorities as much as Australian defense needs. The United States had an interest in anchoring Australia's submarine force to American technology, training pipelines and operational doctrine, and in positioning a nuclear-capable partner in the Indo-Pacific without stationing United States nuclear submarines there directly. The Virginia-class transfer provisions benefit from Australian infrastructure investment and forward basing. The practical recommendation is direct. Australia must define its fallback if Virginia-class delivery slips past 2035. The optimal pathway has no stated contingency if United States production does not recover to 2 per year by 2032. Australia's government should commission and publish a formal capability gap assessment covering the from 2032 to 2045 window under three scenarios: optimal pathway on schedule, Virginia delivery delayed to 2037, and Virginia delivery fails entirely. The practical recommendation is direct. France's exclusion from the Indo-Pacific security architecture is a strategic error. France holds territories, defense commitments, and operational naval assets in the Indo-Pacific. Excluding it from AUKUS and doing so via diplomatic humiliation was not strategically necessary. The 2023 base-sharing agreement between Australia and France was a partial repair. The central takeaway is this: the documented timeline matters because it separates what is established from what is inferred, and it makes the uncertainty visible instead of hiding it. This episode was adapted from the full evidence-graded timeline, where you can read the source link paper, review each confidence label, and inspect the evidence directly. Every claim sourced, every conclusion labeled. ZeroAgendaNews.com.